Do you remember the story of last week? What did Jesus do? And the Lord healed him. He was sick how long for? 38 years. And he went to him, right? And the lake's name was Bethsaida. Today the Lord was walking, and then he found a man, and this man was sitting like that. But he did not have eyes. Everyone has eyes, yes? But this man did not have any eyes, neither here nor there. He was not only blind, but he was born without eyes. And then the Lord passed by him, and then the disciples looked at the Lord and said, "Oh Master, we have a question at you." Then he said, "What?" They said, "Who is wrong? This man or his parent? Because he was born blind without eyes." And then the Lord replied and said to them, "Neither him nor his parents, but for the glory of God, for the work of God, to appear in him." And then do you know how the Lord created Adam? How did the Lord create Adam? He took mud, and then he breathed in it, and there was Adam. Yes? The same thing the Lord Jesus Christ did. He took some dust in it, became mud, and then he put it on his eyes. He said, and then he put it on the other eye, and he said, And then here was mud. And then the Lord said to him, "Go to the pool of Siloam and wash your eyes." Then he was like that. "One of you, take my eye, my hand. Take my hand. Any of you come? Who comes to take my hand?" "Yes." And then he wasn't able to walk. And then he took him to the pool. "Take me to the pool, please. Take me to the pool." And then, where is the pool? Here? And here is the pool. What is the name of the pool? Siloam. What is the name of the pool? Siloam. And then he took water, and then he washed it. All of a sudden, he found himself with new eyes. "Wow, I see. I can see. I have eyes now. Why? Thank you, Master. You created new eyes to me." Yes. Then what the Lord did? The Lord created to ice, and then he washed his eyes in the water, and he got new eyes. Does it happen with us somehow? How does it happen somehow? The man Nathan took the blind man to the pool of Siloam and he washed his eyes. But there is another man with beard like me, takes us and puts us where? In the baptism! Bravo! In the baptism! That's why this Sunday, tomorrow, we call it the Baptism Sunday. And we have the gospel of the man who was born blind. And then the Lord did two things to him. What did the Lord do? Number one, who is clever to say? Put mud. What is that? What the mud? It's the same as creation, yeah, because Lord Jesus Christ is God. Yeah? Lord Jesus Christ is God. And because he created Adam in the beginning, he created two eyes. And then he asked him to go to the pool. And you know the pool was called Siloam. What is the meaning of Siloam? Messenger. Means Jesus Christ. The pool of Jesus Christ. That's why we are baptized in the baptism. And then we get new eyes, new ears, new nose, new tongue, new organs. Because when we are born in the baptism, we become sons of God. We become children of God. All of us, anyone who is baptized in the baptism with the water, like what I did now, imitating the blind man or the man who was born blind, any one of us is baptized, he becomes son of daughter. What are you? Daughter of God. And you? Daughter of God. And you? Son of God. And you? And you? Son of God. And everyone who is son of God must do as God does. God always does the good things. And the son of God always does the good things. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those trespasses against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord. For thine the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and ever and forevermore. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.